You're listening to Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Oh, this burrito is delicious. It is filling.
You looking for a Tilly, buddy?
Let's have a Tony for it.
How about a glass case of emotion? Ron, you have a raging erection. Why the fuck does Howie Mandel not shake other people's hands?
Wayne.
McMurray, how are you now?
Good, and you?
Not so bad.
Go time!
This is the Rowdy Rubs and the Boys podcast.
I'm a boy.
And Mike already said the date. Lucas is about four boys.
But now if you keep losing, but I'm
now if you keep losing 2 pounds
yeah,
a day.
2 pounds a day. Boys. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm losing my kids very slowly, you know? But two kids a week.
Is his weight?
Soon enough, it's just going to be Rowdy Rouse and the boy.
It's just going to be Mike.
Yeah. I'm actually just going to phase out.
Lucas loses so much weight, he ceases to exist.
We're just going to... Maybe I'll turn into smoke. It'll be cool. You can go through doors.
Smoke Lucas.
Smoke Lucas.
From Mortal Kombat, are we talking?
I mean, maybe.
Like, it was a guy.
Well, that's what I thought you were referencing.
People start vaping, Lucas.
I'd buy you. I'd put you in my e-cig, I think.
I might start vaping just if you were. Like,
yeah, what would a Lucas flavor even be like?
I don't know.
Like,
I
mean, what kind of flavor are you?
I mean,
like, would you say you're more salty or sweet?
Definitely salty,
I
think.
I honestly think it would be like that horrible artificial cherry flavor.
Like cough medicine?
Yeah.
Cough medicine cherry, a.k.a. Lucas.
Yeah, there you go. But, like... you know, you hit that vape and just go,
oh, God.
Oh, no. God.
This tastes like a fat guy.
and the, like, that salty edge is just a drip of sweat that they put in each little vape canister.
Authentic Lucas sweat.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm telling you, Lucas, you got here's the steps to success, all right? Step one, establish a brand. Done. You're a fat guy, okay? Step two, monetize the brand. Step two, Step 2B, continue to monetize your brand by selling e-cigs. I saved it. I saved it with the step 2B.
Sure.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I guess we have some things we can talk about.
We do got some things.
I do suppose. Let's see. Should I start? Okay. So this is the thing. I don't know. I've actually been telling this story for a while, but I don't know if the podcast people haven't heard it. I've been telling it in real life for a while. But I was in Buffalo the other day driving down Elmwood Avenue, and I was reminded of this thing that I always talk about. You know, because, I mean, you guys have walked down Elmwood Avenue. Like, I mean, at least me and Mike have.
I have never walked down a street.
This is probably true.
I've never walked once.
But, no, I actually used to walk to school, and then I got a bike that could support my weight.
Gary Fisher.
Yeah,
my mom Fisher. Just sold and got me $600.
Jesus Christ. Were they made of gold?
I mean, no, it's a designer brand.
Designer bikes.
And it's like, it's made to hold up to 1,000 pounds.
I don't think God. What are they? Is it like a double bike?
No, but
it a motorcycle? Are you on a motorcycle?
No. But it had like a chair for a seat, like with a back.
Like a recliner?
I feel like Lucas is on a modified Harley with pedals instead of a motor.
No. I'll have to see if my mom still has a picture of it. I'll show you guys next week.
I mean, I would have bought it. I wouldn't have paid $600, but I mean, you know, for the novelty of having your old bike, $50 maybe.
Might still have Lucas juices in it.
Who knows?
We could use it for the vapes.
Who knows? But anyway, so I was driving down Elmwood, and you know, there's all those like eateries, you know, all these hip people, they eat outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As you walk by, they scoff at you, you know? And it's like, you know, they just paid $19 for a bagel, you know?
Jesus.
And so I'm thinking, like, you know what? This is pretty easy. I think if I did something and I had a catchy name, that I could very easily monetize bologna and cheese sandwiches, you know? So here's what it is, okay?
Would they be fried bologna and cheese?
No. No, it's not even, I don't even cook anything. It's a buffet bologna and cheese. You pay at the door.
Multiple types of cheeses?
Multiple types of cheeses. Okay. Everything's got the word artisan in front of it.
Of course.
So it's artisan bologna and then all kinds of nice... you know, aged cheeses and then ridiculous breads.
Is this bologna free range?
Yeah, yeah. You put all that, you know? Like, the title of the bologna is, like, you know, three sentences long.
Oh, God. Yeah. But next to it, you've got, like, just small bottles of cucumber water that cost, like, $8
a
piece.
Yeah, yeah. No, the cucumber is the water. You, like, hollow out a cucumber and fill it up with water. Yeah. Nature's glass.
Nature's glass.
But, you know, it's like you pay $16 to get in, and you're like, some large sum, you know? And then you just eat as much bologna and cheese. Usually people have, like, two sandwiches because no one actually likes bologna. No. You know, after the second sandwich, they're like, okay, you know, I'm actually not hungry.
I feel like you could get...
I'm telling you. Because, like, here's what you would do. Is you wouldn't try to act like it's... Like, you would say fancy words, but you would play on the fact that you're serving shitty food... In a fancy way.
Somebody would love that.
I'm telling you, man. Would love that. I'm telling you, this is a good idea. This is a good idea.
The only way that this gets better is if it's, like, attached to a record store.
You could do it.
I'd want, like, a bologna on a record player.
There you go.
For our label, you know?
A good idea that your buddy Kyle Rogers has had.
Okay.
Mac
and cheese?
No, he wants to have, a cereal bar down on Elmwood or Allen.
I think that exists. Like, not around here, but it does exist.
Maybe that's why he thought of it or you know, stole it or whatever. But you told me it the one night, and I'm like, that is a good idea. Because drunk people would be like, fuck, I could go for some tricks right now.
Like, I don't remember where. I was watching TV, and I was talking. I think it's like an airport or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys see the Lucky Charms that it's all only marshmallows?
Marshmallows.
About time.
Is it limited edition?
It's limited edition.
Better stock up.
How long do marshmallows last?
Not long.
Not long.
Not those little shits.
I don't know. Are we talking about like how long they stay good or how long it takes for Lucas to eat a box of them?
I don't know. Well, I wouldn't say how long that would last in this house. Probably not very long.
Honestly, like, my favorite part of that stuff was like marshmallows and stars. The Aldi brand was the fucking stars. Marshmallows, all right. But
see, I've never been a big cereal guy. So when I buy cereal, like it's I think about how long it'll last. You know, like I get a box of Honey Bunches of Oats and I'll eat it like once a week for like 3 months before it's gone.
Well, like when I moved in here, I bought a bag like a 64-ounce bag of just plain Captain Crunch. It was even name brand.
Oh, and what was it made them that big?
Yeah, but you can get them at Walmart and plug for Walmart, and they have expiration date of like fucking 9 months. It's ridiculous.
You ever know what's funny is like, I mean, you said that was name brand, but like, you ever like shop at like Aldi or like stuff like that, and like they have like these massive amounts of food that like come in like dog food size bags.
Yeah.
Like you could get like a dog food size bag of cereal.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Walmart has those too.
That's so fucking ridiculous.
Who needs that much cereal? I used to buy them.
Like, that was the fastest I've ever seen you move.
Oh, he's got one. God.
That's a dog.
Cookies and cream.
There you go. There you go. Feed your dog or feed your Lucas.
Yep.
Same bag.
Cookies and cream. it's what happens. It's like the Oreo fake.
You moved so fast there, Lucas.
I needed to show you.
Of course,
I was excited.
But you didn't consume any. It was weird.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, we got to get a plate of wings on deck. But what are you going to do?
I'm still surprised nobody said anything about the shirt. It's the only graphic tee I own.
Oh, I never really paid much attention to
it. See, the thing is, like, your body kind of warps the graphic. In such a way that I can't even tell that it's a graphic.
Is it a monkey there?
It's his Gas Monkey Garage.
Nice.
It's from the show Fast and Loud.
All right. I like that you tuck your shirt under your gut.
Well, I mean, when I'm sitting here, I don't want people to see... Because this little bit... Like, if I'm sitting
Wait
here,
a minute. You... Right,
this little bit
oh,
shows...
Oh, your gut hangs.
Yeah.
Hangs out under the shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
I try and compose myself.
That's good. They should make, like, sweatpants belts. You know?
They do. It's called elastic.
Yeah, but, like, sometimes that's not enough. You know, my brother, he wears like these, you know, like those new fancy jogging pants, like with like the
like
tight
Dockers.
No, they're like jogging pants, but they're like tight on your calves. No.
Yoga pants.
No, they're what are they like jogger? I don't know. It's a hip thing, but he wears them, but they're like cargo joggers. So that they look like dress pants, but they're like jogging pants. So they have an elastic waistband and elastic around the ankles.
These have elastic around the ankles.
Okay.
Too.
Yeah, but they're like form fitting. It's really weird. And he's like a pocket Lucas. So like really it's you know not really his forte. But anyways, he has probably a similar problem that you do. But like, the larger you get, the further up your back your ass crack goes.
Yeah, it keeps going.
And so like the thing with him is he wears these elastic pants with a belt.
Oh.
Because like his body will force them down. You know.
You know what that means? His fucking pants are too small.
Probably. It could be that. I don't know. I don't know. It's
like it took me a long time to finally find out like what size pant I was. Would you like to know what size pant I am?
For the people out there.
I am a 70-32.
God.
Jesus, Lucas.
You are double as wide as you are tall.
Yep, that's right.
I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
How many inches is that?
32. So you're probably taller than a 32, but your waist is dragged down by your stomach.
Well, I don't put my pants around my gut. I mean, my pants are here.
Yeah.
We never figured out how many people fit in his pants at the last party.
He wouldn't let us actually measure him either.
What the hell?
88 inches.
You're the size of a couch. That's probably honestly not that far.
88. Said his waist is 70, his chest is probably like 60-ish.
What's so your proportion of your chest to your waist is usually smaller?
I mean, look at it.
I don't know. I don't know.
The fuck is that supposed to mean?
I wish I would have brought that tape measure.
It's at your house. It's not that far away.
Please pause.
If you ran now, you could make it back by the end of the podcast.
Yes, a car right there.
I'm full of pizza.
It'd be better if you ran, I think. It'd make for a better story. You'd be like Goku on Snake Way. You know?
I gotta get the tape measure.
You're just screaming the entire way.
Oh!
He gets back. He's just like, I only want Kaioken.
X10. That's it. That's all I could do. Couldn't do 20.
No, just one. Just one Kaioken.
Just one. Solo Kaioken. Alright. Are crossing off the artisan baloney. I don't know. What else we want to talk about? How about you introduce the subject, Mike? I always, you pick one.
So, you guys have both seen Doctor Strange, correct?
I have.
Yeah.
I was watching it Saturday while I was packing up some of my shit.
It's on Plex.
It was on Plex. That's what I was watching it on Plex. So, the other wizard, I forget his name.
Black guy.
Black wizard.
Main bad guy.
Yeah, main bad guy. Series. Main bad guy in the
next
one.
Is it Mordor or something like that?
It's more something.
Something like that. Anyways, I'm watching it, and...
John Morrison.
Like...
Jim Morrison.
The way this actor acts reminded me a lot of Mr. Mosby, but if like Mr. Mosby was bigger and cool.
Oh.
Because like Mr. Mosby sucked in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I don't know if you ever watched it.
He did look like him, yeah.
But he kind of looked like him. He kind of acted like him. It was like if
That's
if
real
was...
racist, Mike. That's real racist.
Well,
that's
see,
racist.
I don't know if Mr. Mosby... I could see it, but like, I don't know.
Skinny black dudes. Don't
Mr. Mosby.
All skinny black dudes.
I think he's that skinny.
He kind of just reminds me of him.
Average-built black.
In his demeanor, his voice, not just necessarily looks, but...
I'm sorry, I meant skinnier than
Well, the me. Thing is, they both had this, like holier-than-thou attitude. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Like, Mr. Mosby's like, I'm an adult, you're a child, I work here, you gotta do what I say. And this other guy's like, I'm a veteran wizard dude, I know what's going on, look at my fucking staff. You know?
And then, like, the way that he was such a stickler for the rules, like, he was pissed at Doctor Strange for using the time spell.
Well, he was more pissed at the fucking, like, Guardian or whatever.
Yeah, the ancient one.
Yeah.
So, like, he just reminded me of, like, Mr. Mosby's little brother that's actually bigger than him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. It's a strange parallel, but I understand where it came
actually
from.
In Dormammu's universe, fucking this Mordor guy is the what is it, concierge?
In a hotel.
He actually just he runs a hotel where Dormammu keeps all of his lost souls.
So who are the Zack and Cody of this situation?
Probably fucking like somebody that Reed Richards threw into a zone of some sort.
The Marvel version of Wonder Twins.
Yeah, there you go.
I was telling Lucas, I like to play Pokemon Showdown, and I was in this like just loop with this guy. He kept doing Protect and Wish, and like I kept. Doing this thing.
All right, we got 15 minutes in before Pokemon came up.
Not bad.
And I just wanted to type to the guy, because you can chat in this thing, Dormammu, I've come to bargain. Because we just kept doing the same shit.
Yeah. That would have been funny. That's good.
I was on my phone, and like it's hard to like type messages and battle at the same time.
So this is a subject that we've all been waiting days to hear about. We have this text group message that we exchange ideas that like, you know, topics. And a lot of times it's kind of dry. Usually around Thursday it kind of picks up. But earlier this week, like Monday, Lucas types the words daydream in there with no context. And we're like, don't say anything else. I want to hear about this on the podcast.
You have the floor.
Please tell us about your gay dream, Lucas.
So, I had a gay dream where I'm not 100% sure if, like, what it's trying to tell me, but it was concerning, and I'm not 100% sure why.
All right.
So, we were at a house party at Comedy House.
Okay. All right.
And,
rest in peace.
Yep. Rest in peace, Comma House. And as I was leaving with like just random faceless people. And
not good.
And as we're leaving, fucking, who is the dude in the crop top? I forgot.
Jake.
Jake.
Oh, he likes Jake.
So
I wish you would have came.
Jake asked me, like, hey, so are you gay? And I turn around and I waffle really hard on the question, and I just go, eh, and then I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck was that? I can't wake up being like, oh yeah, I don't know, I might be. Like, fuck you, no I'm not.
That's the ultimate cliffhanger.
It's like bullshit.
Your subconscious was trying to decide if you were gay or not, and right before it made up its mind, you woke up.
It's so fucking infuriating.
That's out there, man.
That is weird.
Not just that. I don't know why I had to be asked by a crop top dude.
I like that you didn't even know who he was before today.
I knew who he was, I just didn't know his name.
Asking you if he's gay.
And I'm just walking out the front door, just like, ah, and then I wake up.
Oh, I'm not sure, I gotta think about it. That's so funny.
I didn't realize it was possible to waffle on a hard question like that. It's not even supposed to be that difficult.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if it's the first time, it's supposed to be tough, to be honest. You know?
This is your subconscious telling you something.
Lucas, if you want to come out right here on the podcast.
I'm definitely not coming out on the podcast.
Lucas, I mean, listen, you have all these naked ladies on your wall. And a
horse lady.
If you're compensating, you could tell me. You're among friends here.
It's okay. I'm not.
All right. Okay. That's good.
But anyways. Yeah, I was just... I immediately woke up. It was like 4:30. The sun was just starting to like be blue. And I'm just like, the fuck? What do I do now?
Yeah.
I guess I have to go back to bed and wake up for 2 hours for work.
In a complete opposite of what just happened, I was at work the other day, mm-hmm. and
all these chicks came in and I banged them one after the other.
And they asked me if I was gay.
They all got in line. Anyways, so like we, you know, I don't know. We also take empty bottles and stuff in addition to selling beer. So a lot of, like, we have to have people fill out shit, and so it's an opportunity for, like, you know, business owners to come in and, like, give us a bunch of pens and shit.
Right.
So, like, I have all these pens from, like, local businesses, and people will be like, oh, what's this? This is an exterminator pen. Anyway, so, like, this guy from the local urology place came in, and he gave us a bunch of pens, and I have to say, they might be the best pens I've ever used in my life. Like, I took three of them home. They were good.
What was the special pen that you told me to buy for these?
Oh, Bic Atlantis pens. Yeah, they're good.
They're better than that?
No, they're not.
Okay.
No, they're not. But I must say these urology pens were good. And here's the thing. I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, if you're a urology place and you're making pens, that's a direct, it talks directly about what you do. And show us how well you do it, you know? Like, think about it.
Are you saying that
you're working with dicks all day, you know? Like, you're clearing out kidney stones and blockages. If you're putting out an inferior pen, I'm not going to go to your urology place. That's all I'm saying, you know?
I mean...
And listen, if I ever have a penal problem, I know exactly where I'm going now.
What's the place called?
Urology of Western New York or something like that. Uh-huh, yeah. Right. I don't know.
I know exactly where I'm going. I don't know the name, but I know it.
Hey, is it the place over on Shawnee?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay,
it is.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
But, right. Like, they make good pens. I'm telling you, man. Like, I bet they do good work on it.
I mean, I doubt they make the pens. They just order
them. No, they specialize in penises and pens.
Penises and pens.
An island.
Things that shoot out ink. That's it, you know?
Penises shoot out ink now?
I don't know what yours does, but mine does.
Oh, God.
What you ever see... You ever
maybe,
watch Futurama?
Maybe that's why I waffled on that question.
Futurama, there was an episode where Zoidberg's writing a letter. He's like, I better make this personal and use my own ink. And he just, like, goes below his belt and you just hear something draining. He pulls out a bottle of ink and starts dipping a quill in there.
God.
I can't read this word, Mike. It looks like ant view.
Well, I don't know. Oh, antivirus.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said to these guys earlier, I'll keep it short. So there was a
good story.
I hate you.
You said under a minute.
Yeah. So there's this thing been going around called ransomware. It's causing people's computers to get locked out, and the only way that they can get them unlocked is to send money to this random site that it directs you to. Beyond that, it just shuts down your computer. There's nothing you can do about it. So every fucking antivirus in the world is just like, holy shit, you got to be aware of this. And everything's coming out with updates. Everything's just constantly, like, telling you to upgrade to... Like, if you use, like, Avast or Kaspersky or something like a trial, they're always telling you to, like, get the new one. And now it's just, like, overbearing. Every single one of my friends uses, like, either Avast or Kaspersky. And we all get on chat one night, and it's just... You can hear it over people's, you know, like, headphones.
Just beep.
Ding!
You know,
ding.
It's funny you say that. My mom was going on about some sort of computer virus. Yeah. I'm guessing that's probably it.
Well, I mean, if it is, like, she's never getting
any. No, no, she's protected against it. She said she heard about it.
Oh, yeah, okay. But, yeah, it's a huge problem, and it's been all over the news and stuff. It's like, worldwide, and it's crazy.
Shit. So, a mildly related thing. This actually may or may not even be true, but my brother told me about it. He says it's pretty reliable. He's got no reason to lie to me. He read this thing online that says that, the Pirates of the Caribbean, the new movie that is being filmed. Apparently the...
Isn't it coming out at the end of the month?
Yeah, so apparently
the... That's done being filmed.
The master copy was hacked and stolen. And people are holding it for ransom.
Really? Believe it.
That's fucking crazy.
I'd be alright with that.
That is the ultimate crime.
The worst part about that movie is I have no idea what the fuck's going on. I have yet to see a preview that shows any major character.
From what I've gathered...
They're trying to get Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow does something as a teenage boy to this guy, and now he's coming back for revenge. Okay. That's all I've gathered from
it. And I know that they're these wispy, floaty dead dudes.
The last one I saw was at World's End, and there was another one after that, right?
Yeah. I don't know if that...
That was the one with the mermaids?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, mermaids, and he's in Blackbeard. This big white area.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much that's going to tie into it, if it's going to add on.
I mean, there was a fourth movie that I didn't see.
Yeah. I have no idea if anyone's coming back from that.
Well, because what is it, a 12-book series?
I don't know. I don't think it was books. I thought it was based off a ride.
No, the ride was based off the movies.
No, the ride was there before the movies.
What's going on?
They make mention to Pirates of the Caribbean in Jurassic Park, came out in 1991.
Well, because I know for a fact that Jack, who plays Jack Sparrow?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Johnny Depp signed on for 8 more movies after the third one.
There's no fucking way.
There's no way. I heard this
He's going to be like 70.
I heard this is the last one.
He's already 50.
There's apparently supposed to be... I'll have to look more into it. We can talk about this next
time. I mean, everything we just said could have been false.
Yeah.
Because I knew nothing about it. There
turns out to be no Pirates of the Caribbean movies at all.
It turns out it never existed. We just... It was a figment of our imagination.
We were in the Mandela effect.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you spell Berenstain Bears?
You mean Berenstain?
Yeah, there you go.
No, Luke, I am your father.
Are they Jewish bears or Jewish bears?
Speaking of weird alternates, what about weird alternates for Dirty Words, Lucas?
So, I don't know if you guys, when you grew up, if your parents ever had, just strange alternatives. Instead of saying penis, they'd say dork.
Yeah, kinda.
Dork? As in, stop touching your dork?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard that.
So, do you guys have any weird...
Cheese and rice is one of my favorites.
Cheese and rice?
Instead of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Cheese and rice, that hurt!
I don't have any, weird alternates. I've just got weird sayings I've grown up with.
Oh, yeah, your ass sucks canal water.
Your ass sucks canal water is one.
My mom used to say fooey all the time. I thought that was weird.
Oh.
Fooey.
She fighting Hong Kong fooey?
Yeah, that's what I was...
My mom goes, instead of, God damn it or whatever, she's like, God bless America.
See, the thing is, this is a good thing for me to talk about. So I create my own profanities nowadays. And what I do, it's a very simple algorithm. What you do is you take a random noun. Sometimes you use the Brick Tamlin method where you just look around the room and you pick a noun, like can, and then any profanity.
Can, damn it.
That doesn't work. But, just can fuck or ass microphone, you know? It's funny. If you say it in a vulgar term, it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know, piss gut. That's funny.
Yeah, piss gut works.
Piss gut's funny.
I wouldn't want to piss on my gut.
Usually it's piss ass.
I've done it before.
Usually it's piss ass or fuck, because it makes everything a very good amount of vulgar.
Right.
And, it works. It works.
And it's not like you're using like a hard swear like cunt.
Yeah. So you can sometimes, but that's, that amplifies the situation. But it's a good thing. I mean, use it this week, think about things, Like you stub your toe when you're like, ass pen! That's funny,
Sounds like shit Tourette's guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been doing it for years, and I don't know. It's just, it's good. It keeps things spontaneous,
That's true.
You can't lock in on the same things. You gotta do it out. Like Melonhead, his go-to is horse penis. He always says horse penis. Anytime something goes wrong, he says horse penis. And it's funny, but it's lost its luster, It's hilarious the first time you hear it. You're like, oh, there's another horse penis,
Most of the time, I just say, oh, God, kill me.
Yeah. Kill me now!
There are definitely times when I'll be like, oh, God, kill me, and then I'll just be like, please don't, not right now. I don't want
to
go.
I was kidding. 2011 to 2013.
Go die in a fire.
Lucas's go-to
obscenities, I guess, or, yeah, we're go die in a fire,
okay,
or I'm going to rape the stupid out of you.
I have heard that. I've heard him say that.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And I'm going to rape you.
And then he's decided because Festivus.
That's pretty long.
No, it was, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and then a separate one was, I'm going to rape you. And then the Suave, like, called him out at Festivus. He's like, I feel like those and go die in a fire are your only three insults. He's like, what do you want? I'm going to rape the stupid out of you?
So, and I said that for a couple months.
God.
The I forgot about it.
The previous segment is rated NC-17.
No hard R's.
No hard R's. You get kicked out of the pile. Alright, what is Chapin's Wumbo?
Oh, so since we were doing Chapin's.
Lucas, okay.
So the real life Chapin's, again, recap, it's this show that I started writing. Episode 5 is about the word Wumbo.
Okay. From SpongeBob.
So, starts off with Lucas and Matt, his main son, watching TV, and Matt's like, Daddy, let's go hiking or fishing. And it just pans to the outside of the house, and he just like throws him out like Fred Flintstone throws the tiger out. He's like, go make friends! And he slams the door. Sits down on the couch, and in the script I have it say Brillo Bill Round Trousers, because I don't know if I can use SpongeBob or not.
Okay.
And it's Patrick going, Wumbology! And Lucas is like, I like that, Wumbo. So he becomes, like, obsessed with the word Wumbo.
Okay.
And he starts using it, like you were saying, like, for profanity. He's just his go-to thing. Okay. It's like an adjective, noun.
Right, it merely means nothing, so you can make it mean
so
anything.
So he does everything and anything with it. Meanwhile,
that's a rouse move.
Meanwhile, Matt goes out and he makes friends with these Italian guys. Turn out to be in the mob.
Oh, God.
And they're all named Tony, but they're, like, reversed. Fat Tony's skinny, skinny Tony's fat.
That's funny.
Big Tony's small, and tall Tony is short.
Oh, they should have... Usually it's Tony in a letter, like Tony C, yeah. Tony P. I used to know Tony P. He
so
hated getting called Tony P.
I forget what... I think their boss was like Don Tony or
okay.
something.
I would just like to stop for a second. And you were concerned that you couldn't say SpongeBob SquarePants, yet you used another licensed thing to say Brillo Pad Brown Pants.
I feel like that would be easier.
That's a good observation. That's a good observation.
I feel like that might be easier.
But I can't use this trademark. Let's use this one.
Yes.
So he's friends with these mobsters.
So he becomes friends with these mobsters. Meanwhile, Lucas is just going overboard with Wumbo. He's telling everyone to Wumbo off.
Is this all tied together like a
yeah.
Seinfeld?
Yeah, so... Nice. That Lucas' story is just, he can constantly using this word, and, like, the rest of the family's getting pissed off. So then Matt comes home, and he after pulling some heist with the Italian guys, he invites all the Tonys over for dinner.
This sounds like that comedic skit that we watched at...
Kind of, but know? This was, like, years before I ever saw that. So,
maybe it's based off the tape.
So Matt comes home with the Tonys, and he's like, I brought friends for dinner. And... I actually want to read this word for word what I had. So Lucas is sitting down at dinner and he goes, oh, so today I saw this video. This girl made a fist and it shoved it up another girl's wumbo, and then she made another fist and shoved it up her other wumbo, and then the girl was being wumboed. I started wumboing everywhere. It made me want a wumbo. So he's telling the story and all the Italian mobsters are just like, grossed
just
out.
Slack jawed.
Yeah, slack
this
jawed.
Is at this is
yeah, this
dinner.
Is at dinner. They're eating like ramen noodles at one point.
Why are they eating ramen noodles?
Because that's all we eat. That's all we can afford.
That's all we eat. They eat ramen noodles every day. So they're eating ramen noodles while Lucas is going on about womboing this and he wants to wombo. And like the noodles just fall off the fork and into the thing. Mm-hmm. It's one of those, you know, comedic things. And like the mobsters just get so offended. And they're like, they leave and they decide to put a hit on Lucas.
Yep.
So, like, Lucas is going to be killed by not just mobsters, but the head of the mob.
The Tonys? Big Tony?
Big Tony. Don Tony, whatever he is. So, like, he's, they tell Matt that they're going to do it, and Matt's like, can you call it off? And they're like, no, Matt, we can't. He insulted us too bad. Mm-hmm. So, the rest of the family, like, hides, and Lucas gets caught in the living room, and they, like, come in, and he just stands still, and he's like, if I don't move, they won't see me. And then the Don Tony's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, shit, that's the Russian mafia. That can't see you when you don't move. So then, like, Lucas is about to be killed, and he's like, any last wombos, or any last words, and Lucas is just like, wombo me. And then, like,
the mafia guy like turns out to love Wumbo too. And it turns to be out this like philosophy that he like follows, like, you know of Wumbology?
So they become, study of Wumbo.
So they become friends because of Wumbo and they decide to not kill Lucas.
That's good.
And he's like, see, Marissa, everything worked out in the end.
She's fucking like cowering in the corner.
That's good. That all tied together.
Yeah, that's nice. That's one of my better ones.
That's nice. That's a piece of wisdom right there.
It's a piece of Wumbo.
I don't know how you follow that up. Hot pizza versus cold pizza. What do you guys think?
All right. Let me tell the story behind that.
I think Mike's brother's a piece of shit.
You can get into that in a second. So
I'm telling Big Mike.
I'll tell Medium Mike right through space.
That's your brother. We decided.
Yeah, I was there.
I remember you were there. It was an hour ago. I don't remember all the way back then.
So, you know that place on, what the heck is it? Shawnee and Lockport Road, Maddie's, that gas station slash Dunkin' Donuts slash...
That's Bailey's.
Oh, Bailey's. Maddie's is further up. So, yeah. Bailey's. I went there on lunch one day, and I got a couple slices. And this pizza was weird because, like, the cheese was hot, the sauce was cold, and the bread was just, like, room temperature. I'm like, how the hell they do this? They cook it throughout time, and they just assembled it in a wormhole or something? How did this come to be? So it was like, had I had it either warm or cold, I'm sure it would have been good. And that's what made me wonder, you know, hot pizza versus warm pizza, hot pizza versus cold pizza versus whatever I ate.
I like hot pizza, but I will also wake up in the morning and have a piece of cold pizza, and it will be just as good.
That's a very good point. There's a time and place for cold pizza. Hot pizza, you get it. It's served hot. You should be eating it hot the first time. If you're not eating it hot the first time, you're eating somebody else's old pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, cold pizza's nice because it's a grab and go. You know, it's a lunch. It's a breakfast on the go. You know.
Oh shit! I woke up 20 minutes late.
It's good for what it is, but it's not the same as a fresh hot pizza.
But you don't think it's like a sin? Because I know some people are just like, get that shit out of here.
No, there's a time and place for cold pizza for sure.
Definitely a time and a place for cold pizza. Yeah,
absolutely. I have a very firm philosophy on pizza.
I don't think that when you order a pizza, you should want it cold.
Yeah, that's fucked. And I guess that's
what... That's what my brother used to do.
So he will get it and not eat it until it's
cold.
He'll
put it in the freezer.
That's dark.
I mean, he doesn't do that anymore.
He used to.
When he was like 6 or 7, he had like this aversion to hot food. And he used to put almost anything in the fridge.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, that's the same thing with Vinny, but in the opposite. Vinny won't eat cold sandwiches. He won't eat subs. He won't eat like cake if it's like out of a fridge. Like, he doesn't like ice cream because it's too cold. He refuses to eat pie because it always has to be gelatinous. And I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That is pretty fucked.
Like, because he'll go out and he'll spend, like, you know, like $5 on a little, like, Stouffer's, you know, microwavable thing.
Oh, yeah. Those are all bad.
That takes fucking 8 minutes to cook on a 20-minute lunch period that you have. And then he overcooks it for, like, 10 minutes. So he can come back and be like, well, now it's too hot. Now I gotta wait. And then he'll take like 3 bites because he only has like 1:30 left, and then he'll just throw it out. I'm just like, why don't you just bring a sandwich? He's just like, because I have to put my lunchbox in the fridge and it would get cold. I'm like, so you would have a cold cut sandwich with cold cuts on it? He's like, I don't like cold. I don't like cold sandwiches.
Do you guys know any self-respecting person that eats like microwave dinners?
No,
I mean, anybody. I have, anybody but I don't make it a routine.
Anybody that's like not a grandma or like a delinquent human.
Yeah, I was gonna say like my grandma would have Hungry Man every time.
Grandmas do that, and like single dads do that. You know, that's really about it. Like Evan and I were talking, and like
I have never in this house ordered like I've never had like a TV dinner here.
That's good. Evan and I were hanging out the other day playing music, and we both like had to go shopping, so we're like, fuck it, let's do a fucking man shopping date. So we're both going shopping.
You make me really want to get like a shitty Hungry Man and just try and eat it now.
And we're in the fucking
with like that ugly, horrible plastic chicken.
You mean an adult kid cuisine?
Yeah.
An adult cuisine?
Yeah.
But anyways, there's this poor dad in like wearing all denim, you know.
Oh god.
It's just like Mike if his life fell apart.
Is that why you said that snap to me?
He's got like denim pants, denim shirt, denim jacket.
Well, he's got like the mustache, the triple chin, and like hair. You know?
Oh, so he's a fat denim.
Yeah, he's his life fell apart.
Not like Western denim.
We're walking by and he's pulling out stacks of Hungry Man. Like he's planning an apocalypse shelter. No. I was like, is this all you eat? Is a hungry man? How sad is your life? You don't even have variety in your food. You just...
He's just like, these were the chicken ones.
Just like, he's just a human robot, you know? Today's macaroni and cheese. I think it tastes good. It tastes almost like the real stuff. I don't know.
What's tomorrow? I only got the mac and cheese ones.
That's all I had.
I bought 37 of them.
We, like, created this whole persona of, like, this guy.
How much,
like,
is a fucking Hungry Man?
Like, $4. $5.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I know. He had a bunch. You ever see that episode of It's Always Sunny where Dee and Dennis are sitting in the... It's the Jersey Shore one.
Yeah, they're
sitting in the emergency room, and they're, like, talking about...
Yeah.
about how she, like, did angel dust, and, like, you know, they create this whole backstory for her. Turns out she's listened the whole time, and she's like, that's pretty accurate, except that I have two kids. Which is a good segue to Mike talking about the next season. It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, did you see that it's delayed?
I didn't know that, no.
So apparently it's not coming out until 2018.
So they're not doing one at all this year. Or are they just doing it early 20? Because usually they do it...
That's
like,
an FX show, right?
Yes. Usually they do it like December, November, December. Usually it's late in the year.
Well, maybe it's... I don't know. The article I said delayed, but you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, it came out this past winter, so...
Yeah.
That's not that weird, actually.
2018 probably means, like, a month or two, as opposed to, like, a whole year.
I think they're more talking about, like, a quarter, like, it's going to come out a quarter later.
Yeah, that would be what I would
think. But I guess, like, a lot of them are just doing other shit. Like, you see...
Dee's got her own show.
Charlie Day does movies every once in a while. Dee's got one on Fox.
Who's the short, squirrely one?
Charlie.
Okay, he was the one that was in Pacific Rim?
Yep.
Okay, I like him. He's a good actor.
He's
I don't think he's a good actor. I think he's very, like,
He plays the same guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a little squirrely weirdo, and he does that really well.
Yeah.
I think that's how he might be in real life. Yeah.
Like, was he in Jurassic World because he should have been?
Maybe he'll be in the sequel.
I don't know.
But he's doing stuff. Dee's got her own show. I guess Glenn is getting...
Howerton.
He's getting his own show on NBC.
Yeah.
And there's speculation that he might not be back, because you know how they end up the season?
Yeah, with the kid and all that. Yeah, that's right. And Rob McElhenney, like, actually produces a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah, and then Danny DeVito's getting old. He might want to just...
I was going to say, and then Danny DeVito died feeding all those rats.
So, I love Sonny, and they got two more years on contract. I wonder if they're going to see those two through.
I don't know. I mean, two seasons ago was, like, horrible. And then this last season, they actually had some, like, you know, like, good
episodes.
It was
good
for once. The water park one was just fucking...
The only episode I didn't really care for in the season was the musical.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was the...
It was, like, funny. Like, at least they, like, made fun of the genre and everything. But, like, I don't know. I wouldn't watch it again.
I've never been able to get into that show.
Oh,
it's funny.
You're fucked.
Lucas, watch Who Pooped the Bed.
Yeah.
I've surprisingly actually seen that.
I think me and Matt made you watch it.
Yeah, I've actually seen that episode.
That one's hilarious. That's my favorite.
Like, it's a good show. It just needs... I don't know. Like, it needs a couple better... What?
Let's do that next.
Oh, Riff Graff. So, I guess we're just gonna hardcore change that straight to Riff Graff. So, I was listening to... Shred and Reagan in the morning, and they were talking about these concerts that used to be free that are now going to be $5.
Anal Side?
Yeah. And
last time I heard that, I fell off my dinosaur.
They said,
last time I heard that, I was in eighth grade.
they were saying that the reason they did it was to keep out these two brothers, Riff and Raph. And I just, like, you know, like, the Graff's kind of getting into some riff-raffy type stuff.
I should say. Maybe
they have, like, an imaginary, like, fourth brother that's just Riff Graff.
And Lucas brought this up, and I was like, you know, this is funny that you say that, because I created a fake fourth Graff brother way back in the day. Like, I've known the Graffs for, like, I don't know, too many years.
Oh, yeah, you went to high school with them, right?
Even before that.
Oh, God.
But, so, I, you know, back in the day, Matt was just this, like, young, feeble guy, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there was John had the same build he had now. Matt was super thin and, like, feeble, and Tom was kind of girthy. Tom was actually kind of chubby back in the day. And
Tom's like Dad Graff now.
Tom's very vascular.
Yes.
but anyways, so like, I was like, Matt, this is weird, you know? Why are you so feeble and everybody else is like hardy, you know? And I was like, you know what? I bet this is what it was. You have a twin and everybody hates him. So they locked him up in the basement. His name's Tyler Graff, okay?
Oh, God.
His name's Tyler Graff, and he's chained up in the basement, and he's the bastard twin, you know. Everybody hates him, but I mean,
he's the twin of just Matt.
He's Matt's twin. Yeah, okay. Matt had a twin, but nobody ever wants to talk about it. You ever go in their basement? You know, they got the laundry room off to the side. That's where he lives.
Okay,
he lives in there.
But Telegraph.
Yeah, anytime you turn the light on, he scurries into the darkness. So you'll never see him.
He's like Gollum.
Yeah, he's like Gollum. He's Matt's Gollum. Yeah. So yeah, there was that. I just thought it was funny that you mentioned another graph, because I was like, hey. And actually, not now that we're bringing this up, there actually are four graphs.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
They have a sister.
Right. But she doesn't count.
No. She doesn't get into the riffraff that riff graph would get into.
All right. Mike, your neighbor stealing your water.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Tell about that.
So
it's your neighbor at the commie house.
At the commie house, yep. So I'm packing up some shit in my car, and Alyssa comes back, and I thought she was coming to tell me something about the inside of the house, or like, could you watch out for this? She goes, Mike, can you go talk to our neighbor? I'm like, what? She goes, he's got his hose hooked up to our spigot. I'm like, I didn't even know we had a spigot.
Cool. Sprinkler party.
So I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I talked to them already, but it's still there. I'm like, well, I got a better idea.
Just undo it.
So I walk over, I just undo it, and I throw it at his house.
Nice.
I'm like, what the fuck? I wonder how long he's been doing that for.
That's good passive aggressive neighborism right there.
Like,
how you do that.
Wonder who just...
And wait, was this girl side or
no? It was not the sorority girls. It was the married couple stealing our water.
There's a married couple that lives next door to the common house.
Yeah, they have those like dumb parties. Like all
we. No, that was like two doors down.
Oh, was it?
But
well, no, because they had people on the balcony.
There's no balcony on the
cell phone balcony. It's to the left.
Oh.
I think that's what you're talking about, right?
It depends on, I guess, where you're standing.
Well, if the sorority house is to the right, it's to the left.
Yes, it's the other house.
Looking at the house.
Looking at the house, it's the one to the left. And, yeah, he had a hose. I don't know if, like, maybe the guys who cut our lawn just saw a hose and hooked it up there, but it was clearly going into his backyard. He was doing landscaping.
You know what I would have done?
What the fuck?
Why do they live there?
Cut the hose. That's what Swap said.
Nice.
I didn't want to destroy it. I'm just like... What the fuck? So I just unscrewed it and I threw it at the guy's house.
And I wouldn't have cut it, like... Just like at the end, I would have cut it up the side.
Oh,
like,
that's too much work.
Just take a box cutter and just run it up like 5 feet of it. So
see, the thing is,
can never use it for anything.
It's got to be done out of rage. It can't be like a premeditated thing. Then you're a serial killer. That's what a serial killer would do.
I mean, but I would want to get more even than I'd want to get fucking passive aggressive.
See, like the thing is, it steps with a bad neighbor. You know, I've had bad neighbors, mm-hmm. and it's a progression, you know? First you do what Mike did, you know? Just like, what the fuck are you doing? And if he does it again, then you cut the hose.
I'm just surprised...
And then he does it again, and then he put a bee's nest in his car.
Yeah, I'm surprised Alyssa came to me about that. Like, she's the queen of
Alyssa
passive aggressive. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Amanda.
No, Alyssa is the queen of passive aggressive. I'm surprised she didn't do what I did first.
I figured she would have at least gave me some advice on it, you know?
Honestly,
she would have been like, I'm like, I would have threw it overhand.
You should have written a really strongly worded letter.
Yeah. I mean, like, if... Okay, so...
I didn't want
you
to talk
you
to
throw
the
it, you throw it back the first time. The second time they do it, you cut it. The third time you do it, you just steal it.
I'm wondering if
they... You take the hose?
Yeah, you steal it.
That's nice.
Hose stealing.
And then, if somehow there's another hose... You give them their old hose back, but cut the laundry. Yeah. That's what you do.
There you go.
Yeah, you wonder where this went?
This could
be you.
Just in case they do it that fifth time, that's when you pull the hose to you so you've got the end. You just break a window and turn it off.
I wonder
now you
got to
pull.
I wonder if the guy thought we were out of the house, and that's why he was like doing it. He's like, I'm going to get some water and fuck these guys over.
Well, when you leave, wouldn't you have your water
turned off? I don't know. Yeah. I mean... This is the one dealing with that. I took care of the gas. That should be off on the 25th.
Nice. Word of the week this week? Gulch.
Okay.
I only knew two gulches. Blood Gulch and Warsong Gulch.
I used it in the context of ass gulch. You know? I was like, listen, I just bumped into your ass gulch, you know, as in like as in your ass crack. And I was like, I don't know if that makes sense. But then I looked at the definition. And the definition is... In xeric lands, a gulch is a deep V-shaped valley formed by erosion. And I was like, holy shit, that's pretty good.
Kind of fits.
That kind of
it
really
fits.
Works.
It fits,
so,
it works.
So, there you go. Gulch is the word of the week. Tell your friends. Ass gulch. I got another story, which actually is a really cool conversation topic. Well, it's not really cool. Nothing I really say is really cool. But this one is interesting. So, I have this running joke at my work where, like... we always talk about what superpower we would have if we could have them.
Yeah.
And I there's all these, like, we get a lot of
I think that we should guess what his would be.
Okay, you can guess. You'll never guess, but you can try. Go ahead.
You want to go first?
Being a bottomless pit. No. The ability, a super liver.
Super liver, that'd be pretty cool. But then you never get drunk, right?
Oh, I thought you like beer more than you like being drunk, so that's why I said super liver.
Oh. Now, the taste of beer is okay, but I...
Yeah. Oh, you enjoy being drunk?
A weaker liver!
I need 3 transplants a month. Okay,
Mike's has a weaker liver. Lucas, go.
All right. I'm going to go the ability to shoot spaghetti out of your fingers.
That would be cool. So
that's actually a Dane Cook joke.
The title of my thing was Ethnicito, and it's this guy. He's a superpower. I've created this whole thing for him.
Nice.
His superpower is he can change to any ethnicity at will. But the thing is, he has to be that ethnicity for a whole day.
Because
I want to do is just live the life of a different ethnicity for a day. You know? I want to be a black guy and walk around. Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I think I'm deft enough to blend, you know? I'm not going to sound like a total white guy, you know, if I'm, like, walking around the streets of India, you know?
I mean, would you have to be dropping, like, hard R's then? If you
No, but they don't do that. Nobody drops hard R's. That's racist.
Oh, is it?
That's racist.
It's not 1960 anymore, Lucas.
But anyways, so I created this whole persona. We get these free beer advocates at my work, and I created a superhero picture. But I'm gonna tweet this out later. But basically, it's a bald guy, and I turned his head into a mask, and around his eyes is a big E for Ethnicito. And yeah,
good.
He has a bunch of cool other abilities that I can't remember right now.
Nice.
But basically, he has the power of offense, so he's constantly offended. Like, if you say a word, he's always able to be offended by it.
So he's just always triggered all the time?
He's constantly triggered. He's Millennial Man, you know?
This sounds like the worst superhero ever.
But imagine being that superhero. You'd be awesome all the time.
If he can change his ethnicity, does that mean he can also change his gender?
Yes, I would say yes. Okay. I never considered that.
So he's a ditto. He is a ditto.
He's basically a male ditto. Yes, that's all. Yeah, a human ditto.
You just be like, today I want to be a Latina. Tomorrow I want to be a black guy.
Yeah.
The day after I'm going to be a Scandinavian.
And imagine having the benefits of being all these ethnicities. You know, you go to college for free. You bang any guy you want. Whatever. It's good. That's really all I actually want. Those two things.
Free college and banging men.
That's just two things.
So what you're telling me is if you really wanted to, you could turn into Fat Britney.
Not bad.
Now then,
There's worse things.
Now,
I don't know.
Now, at that point in time, do you have to prove the myth correct and bang a dead man?
I think you do. So here's what I wanted to ask, because obviously that would be my superpower. This whole thing came about by me deciding what superpower I would want, and I decided it was that. What would yours be?
I'd want to have...
And try and top that.
I can't top that. I'd want to have the gum ability. Luffy from One Piece, made of rubber.
Control over wind, air. Like, kind of like an airbender.
Like an avatar there.
But not... Just wind. And
why not all of them?
Well, because, like, I've seen a couple different anime where, like, there's pretty cool fucking, like, wind-based characters. And, like, one of the first main bad guys that they met in Fairy Tail was just this dude that had, like, an invincible shield because he just, like, kept hurricane-force winds around him. Hmm. And, like that would be awesome. Like, you speed up, like, air enough and it can cut through anything.
I figured you'd go with, like, one of the pervert powers, like X-ray vision or, like, heat vision or something.
Not just that. I could fly. I never have to walk fucking anywhere.
You could, like, X-ray vision. You would never have to worry about... Or, like mind reading. You could just do whatever you wanted. You could just, like, manipulate people and you could get anything.
I'd pick rubber because, like, I would never break another bone.
How many times have you broken legs?
I've never broken
swim ever again.
Well, that's fine. He's
not very
blind. Ligaments, like, I've never broken bones, but I've got issues with my ankles and knees.
You could be a really good electrician.
Yeah, I'd never get
that's
zapped.
True. Yeah, that's true.
And that's the only thing is I would not match up well against Icemans or Windmen.
Blades. Other than my sarcastic one, which I would totally take over anything else.
Ethnicito?
Yeah, Ethnicito, but that's not a real thing. Like you're not gonna you're not gonna find a guy in the Justice League with that power. Because that's kind of offensive.
They have one of those. But, his name is Jay Garrick.
Yeah, is it offensive? I don't know.
To pick a guy that exists, I'd be John Jones, the Martian Manhunter.
Oh, okay. Because
he can read minds, he can shapeshift. He's basically Ethnicito.
I mean, he turns into a black guy.
He turns into a black guy, for God's sakes.
There you go.
You know? Plus, he's green. I mean, that's one of my top three colors.
He only has, like, one main weakness, which is fire.
Yeah.
And that's only in his mind. It doesn't actually hurt him.
Yeah.
And, like, he's significantly stronger than Superman,
I think that's where the inspiration for this came from. I just realized that.
Martian Manhunter?
Yeah, Martian Manhunter. Martian Manhunter, but the millennial version. Is that what you're talking about? I'm going to reskin the Martian Manhunter.
they have that. What's the girl from Young Justice?
I don't know.
Miss Martian Manhunter.
Miss Martian.
Yeah. I only watched the first couple episodes of that.
She's cute. She has freckles.
That's weird.
Do Martians have freckles?
They have freckles in Mars.
Well, no, she just took, like, the guise of a human girl. All
right.
Article time, or what do you got here?
Before we get to that, one of the lasting things from the last comic party, like, before anyone really
came there. That last party sucked.
The last party
it was kind of lame, yeah.
Well, nobody showed up.
And John wasn't drinking?
Yeah.
So, when we were, before the party started, even before maybe we were cooking, No, I want to say Garg was there. We were talking about, like, how there's commentary over videos or DVDs. Would you watch 50 Shades of Grey if there was director commentary?
Only if it was done by Gilbert Gottfried.
He's not the director.
That's all right.
Like, I want to know, what was the director thinking when he filmed this? I really wanted to show the penetration from this angle because I feel like it represents...
Well, 50 Shades of Grey then, or just, like, porn in general? I wouldn't watch porn with a commentary, no way.
It could be both. I mean, at least 50 Shades.
Have you ever seen 50 Shades?
No.
There's none. There's no graphic sex.
Oh. Well, I figured from the book.
Like, the worst it gets is, like, slow motion humping, and you don't see anything.
Well, that might even be funny to still
hear. I don't even think you see the main character's tits. In the first movie, at least. Well, then again, that's because it's on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen the release version.
I just think it'd be funny to watch a movie like that, or even porn with director commentary.
How about you...
And actor commentary.
How about you just, like, do, like, a 90-degree turn on that? Have you ever watched a movie with commentary?
I tried watching the first Spider-Man once with commentary, and I'm like, fuck this, who actually does this?
I watched a couple episodes of Seinfeld with commentary once on Plex, because that's what they had.
Right.
Like, it was like, one of the seasons is accidentally all director's commentary, but it was a really good episode, so I wanted to watch it. It was Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David, so, like, there's worse things.
Mm. Right.
And it was actually kind of interesting, but, like, it was less good than just watching the TV show.
I have Family Guy his seasons on DVD, and then there was commentary on
Slack. I would love to hear fucking, like,
I did watch
DBZ
one.
Commentary.
That would be funny.
Why the fuck is Goku doing this again?
Do you want, are we, like, taking Funimation's commentary?
Yeah, like off your DVDs.
I bet you they exist. I'd have to look.
I bet you it's probably all in Japanese.
Well, yeah, that's why I said Funimation would be different, because it's not like they're writing it. It's not even like the people who animate DBZ are writing it. It's written already.
But, like, kind of doing, like I said, like a 90-degree turn on that. I just said, like, 15 times in a row. Anyways.
Like.
Do you like me or like me?
I like Nick Rouse.
Nice.
There's another podcast that I listen to called The Comedy Button, and
I've listened to that before.
They're pretty great guys.
Max Goble.
Yep.
That's the only name I remember.
They have these commentaries that you can get off of their website. They're a couple bucks.
Yeah, you have to pay for that, don't you?
Yeah, it's only a couple bucks.
But it's free. There's a free one every week.
Well, no, for their commentaries.
Oh, like a movies?
Yeah, like, so, you'll sit down and watch Ghostbusters with them.
I want that job.
It's so fun. I've never had more fun watching a shitty old, like, 90s
movie. So you
movie.
Turn on the movie and then listen to them, like, separately?
Like, they have, like, a...
Like, you're not buying the actual movie with their commentary.
Yeah, no. You're buying
the audio
commentary.
And then it syncs up with the movie.
Yeah, they'll be like, you know, oh, this is on Netflix or something, so, like... You'll load it up and they'll just be like, oh, Universal logo, 3, 2, 1, and then they'll start and it will queue up perfectly.
Alright.
And it's so great. Like, there's been some that they've done just completely hammered. And
well, the question is, why are we not doing this?
But
I want to do that for Dragon Ball Z.
I would do this. We gotta do.
I still want to do one.
I definitely do this.
I would love to do, like, a drinking game. Like, I would actually partake in this for a. commentary for, like, a drinking game with Lord of the Rings. Like, every time Aragorn does something badass, you gotta take a shot.
I can't watch Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings would be fun, and that actually is a good idea, but I think that's too long of a movie to do that for.
I can't.
Like, I would be dry by the end. Like, I wouldn't have anything to talk about, you know? But that's a good idea. Like, we could do, like, Spider-Man 3 every time Tobey Maguire does something stupid.
Oh, God.
Every time J. Jonah Jameson says Spider-Man.
Yeah. This could be, like, extra this could be extra content for our podcast.
Yeah, we could. I'd do that.
We should do that.
Yeah,
we'll have to pick a movie.
I'm glad you brought that up. That was a good thing, Lucas. We should squeeze in these articles before we get in too deep.
Yep. So, I made a theme this week because Nick Rouse has figured out my pattern.
Is it apes?
It's not ape correction. The theme this week.
I didn't do any this week, so that's all Mike.
The theme this week is dinosaurs.
Nice. Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Oh man, Mike loves dinosaurs. Now what?
All right, I'm gonna do this entire thing from the perspective of Ross Geller.
All right, the Dino Mummy, a nodosaur, a dinosaur that is 110 million years old, was discovered by Canadian miners. The most amazing thing about this was the preserved fossil. It was mummified, and the skin remained intact. Jurassic World expands. Universal Studios announced matching Jurassic World attractions in their Florida and California theme parks. The attraction is set for a summer 2018 open about 6 weeks after the sequel to Jurassic World hits theaters.
Well, what is the sequel called?
Jurassic World 2.
Oh, that's real fucking
bad. Jurassic Universe.
That's all I've seen so far.
Jurassic
it might be
Galaxy.
A working title.
Just fucking like space dinosaurs.
Larger things.
Like
Jurassic Supernova.
We're actually working on dinosaurs on the International Space Station.
Oh, shit.
It's just those fucking like spitter things that attack Newman.
All right, welcome to Jurassic Farm. Scientists accidentally engineered a chicken embryo that has a dinosaur-like snout instead of a beak. In an attempt to understand the evolution of the beak, scientists were tampering with the molecular process that make up beaks in chickens. The unplanned result is dino chicken.
Dino chicken.
So they were messing with it at a molecular level. It's got a snout.
Okay.
Closer to cloning. After a pregnant T-Rex remains were found, scientists are one step closer to cloning dinosaurs. All bones contain DNA.
Why? Stop. Don't. Clone dinosaurs.
Even when fossilized.
Has nobody seen the 6 movies?
A pregnant dinosaur will contain more. That's due to the medullary bone. Some scientists believe it's just a matter of time until technology catches up and can help them replicate the code needed to bring dinosaurs back to Earth.
All right. The last
first
two,
of all,
the last
stop
two are really
fucking
dumb.
Doing that.
So one of those two is definitely a fake one.
I think that the Jurassic World ride one was fake.
You think that one's fake?
Yep.
I think that one is, like, the most realistic of all of them. It's one of the last two. Was it dino chicken or random medullary bone? I don't understand why there would be an extra bone if there's a pregnant dinosaur.
I don't think it's the bone that's extra. I think it's, like, I don't know.
The hormones in the bone?
Something like that.
I'm still going ride.
Dino chicken. That's my
dino chicken?
My call.
And you're going ride?
Ride.
Lucas wins this week.
Ah, it was too simple. That's why.
Yeah,
it was too simple.
Damn, you got damn it.
All right.
It was the easy one.
Yep.
It was the one you're supposed to gloss over.
I feel like I'm predicting something down the line because that's just too big a franchise for them to not do that.
But, well,
they already have a Jurassic
Studios. Yeah, they have like the one with like the big gate like for the first Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah, they've already got one. I'm just surprised they haven't have a world one.
Oh, right.
Or it's like one where you wear the glasses.
Yeah. Well, right, because you sent me a picture or a Snapchat of the fucking...
Yeah, it was you with gate opening. Yeah. I like that you took time out of your life to do that. Like, you were experiencing
you know
this
funny?
Ride, and you're like, Lucas.
When we were down there, I was looking at the Facebook on this day, and you remember that time we were at your uncle's jamming?
Yeah.
And you grabbed the keyboard, and you recorded me playing
that's right.
Jurassic Park, and you sent it to Lucas.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, he knew what it was. I must have been playing it right. that was funny. I forgot about that.
That was good.
I fucking hate that song. I hate that series.
It's your life. What's that bottom on that? I don't know.
There was like 3 things squeezed there at the bottom.
Right.
I don't know. Let's go with Fitzpatrick.
Right.
He was signed by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Finishes up with a little bit of sports talk here.
Yeah.
Sports talk.
Well, I don't know if we get these done fast enough. So, he was signed by the Buccaneers. And
I know I've heard John say this, and maybe even been on the podcast.
Tampa Bay?
Okay. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That Ryan Fitzpatrick is like the con man of the NFL. He may have said it on the podcast. I know I've heard him say that. How are you getting $3 million to be a backup? And he sucks.
Yeah, that's good. How? Mean, what if he winds up starting again and then gets a like another contract? How cool is that?
Oh, my God.
He's the seeds are planted.
He's the common cold of the NFL. You just can't get rid of him.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for him. I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I'm
I wonder how many jerseys he's got in his wall now. Like five?
How many? This is like his 16, isn't
Cincinnati,
it?
Cincinnati, Buffalo. I'm skipping one.
Jets. He was St. Louis.
St. Louis, that's right.
Houston. Houston. And now Tampa.
And now Tampa's six. He started in Houston for a bit. That's right. Yeah.
Did the Jets ever actually get a new quarterback? Because I heard that they were like...
They've got a bunch of like project guys right now. Like guys that they drafted and are like sitting behind the starters. No is the answer.
So I also saw this clickbait thing on Facebook. A stupid suggestion post from like Comic Resource, this, blah, blah, blah. So it's... I didn't even click on it because it was so stupid. It's 15 Batman villains and they're matching Pokemon.
What the fuck?
And the picture was Joker and Gengar. So apparently that's a match made in heaven.
I could see that.
And Penguin and Empoleon.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I'm just like...
Wow, the only Penguin Pokemon.
But I just saw this.
There's Dilbert, too, that's kind of Penguin.
I saw this.
Like an ice owl?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of.
I saw this and like, I was just like... I commented, and I was like, what is this shit? Who made this? Yeah. Why does this exist?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a reach.
I didn't even bother clicking on it because I didn't...
Kotaku or BuzzFeed that put it
on there? It was a Comic Resource or something. I don't know. But, like, I didn't want to click on it because I know they make money from clicks, and I'm like, I don't want to know what the other 13 are because this is the stupidest shit in the world.
That is stupid. I didn't even have a response. I mean, like, who else would be on there? Like, Poison Ivy be Roselia.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I guarantee that's what it was.
I'm trying to think of more Batman villains. Riddler, is there a question mark? Unknown question mark?
Yeah, maybe. Unknown.
What about Catwoman?
Catwoman?
Like Delcatty.
Persian.
Leopard.
Well, is there a black cat?
Is there a sexy cat? Is there a sexy cat Pokemon?
There's the new Persian that's black.
Yeah. Oh, right.
What other Batman villains are there?
Oh, jeez.
Scarecrow?
Iceman would probably be with Beartick.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Scarecrow.
I don't know who Scarecrow would be.
Oh, Honkrow.
Yeah, Honkrow.
Yeah, Honkrow. Okay.
Okay. Fuck. I
mean, yeah.
And I've ran out of
I think that's all villains, the Batman villains.
That I know
you
of.
You got Deathstroke. He's not really specifically a Batman villain.
Yeah, I don't know what he would be paired with.
He's been in Batman's universe.
But it was just the stupidest thing.
I mean, there was that one time that Batman killed the Joker.
That did not happen. Do you know this story?
No.
All right, so...
Do we want to close it out this way?
It's a good story.
We may as well just... Yeah. Okay.
So, Lucas and Jared were arguing one day, and I don't even know what started the argument, but Lucas is like, Batman killed the Joker. And Jared goes, I'm willing to bet in no continuity ever has Batman ever killed the Joker. And
Lucas, for real, at least.
Yeah. And Lucas is like, no, he did it in the Batman Beyond movie. He's like, I've seen that, Lucas. I don't remember that happening. And he's like, it's on Netflix. We're going to watch it right now. So we watch it, and the movie goes by, credits are rolling, and Jared's just sitting there. And I can tell he wants to say something, but like we're in Lucas's small and enclosed room. So I just go, so Lucas, at what point does Batman kill the Joker? Because it never happened. And he goes, what? I'm like, that's the whole reason we were watching this. You said Batman was going to kill the Joker.
Batman killed and the Joker! And he goes,
I never said that!
Batman killed the Joker.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No.
Go. Wait, do you want to watch that movie again?
For a quick summary of the movie.
Can we commentate that movie?
There we go. That's the one we're doing. Batman Beyond movie.
All right.
If it's not on Netflix, honey, get this on Netflix.
I already have it. I can put it up on Netflix.
All right, do it.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's funny.
So, to quickly summarize the movie, Joker is killed by Tim Drake, was it that Robin? One of the Robins.
Yeah.
Was like under his control and he accidentally kills Joker, but Joker like plants a virus in that Robin, and then like in the future during Batman Beyond's time, the virus takes over
Robin. It's like a little microchip.
Yeah, takes over old man Robin.
Don't ruin the whole movie. I want to be surprised.
Batman Beyond fights Joker and Bruce Wayne's like, I don't understand. I watched him die.
I don't have parents.
I actually think like one of the things that he says at one point in time in that movie is, I don't have parents.
Pray to me.
Batman and his parents.
And he's fucking like 60. Like, old Batman is like 65.
I thought he was older than that. He's like Batman 70 or something. Oh, like, yeah, he's like decrepit. I mean, he's still somehow jacked.
Was Alfred still alive in Batman?
I don't think he was.
Did he download his brain into a robot?
I think he talks about that in like one of the first couple episodes. He talks about what happened.
Have you guys seen the like early Batman movies that started off this new like Judas Contract was one of the newer ones, where like fucking Alfred has a shotgun and he's killing zombies?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like I would have watched that with you.
I think we watched one of those at your
house. Oh yeah, we watched it in Virginia.
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was.
But fucking like. Dude, Alfred turned into a badass recently.
Was that the one
The
crow guy?
Yeah.
That's that one, right?
Yeah, yeah, where fucking shitty Robin, little Robin.
Yeah, it's Damian Wayne, yeah.
Yeah, is learning how to be an assassin or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Like that.
Yeah, and he goes and bangs that crow guy.
Lucas, what is woman manholes?
He's just saying woman against manholes. Like,
because it says man?
Yeah.
Person holes, they should be called?
It was something that was brought up on Trent and Reagan. They were saying that there was some, like, movement trying to, like, women were against manholes. And Reagan was just like, they're called manholes because men go into the holes to clean the sewer system underneath it. Like, women can go into them, too. It would just sound really weird if a woman was going into a woman hole.
Yeah. Woman hole.
Oh,
woman toes.
Or not just that, like, just a man going into a woman hole. And now you'd have to fight that portion because it becomes, like, super, what would it be, like, chauvinistic or something?
I don't think it's derogatory.
I didn't think mailman was, but I guess that is.
Male person, male being.
Male being!
Yeah. No, you couldn't say male. It would have to be something different. Post being.
Yeah, mailman.
Good call, Lucas.
Even if it's spelled differently.
Mailman's redundant.
Are we gonna wrap it up?
That's where we leave it right there. Leave it at redundant mailman. Lucas is flying to the computer. Zip, zop, zippity,
boop. Ah!